Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is 8:40. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. If you have a high interest car loan, well, they can help you out and refinance and make no car payments until after the new year. For all the details, you can check out pvcu.org. And now for details on dirt, here's Dina. What's going on, Dina?
He's the sexiest man alive in a spacesuit. So
thank you.
Here's how this went down. People's sexiest man alive, the 35th one, has been announced. He came out on Jimmy Kimmel Live in a masked singer-like spacesuit. So virtual audience members were allowed to ask him yes or no questions. Things like, are you married? Are you an Avenger? Do you have any children?
Okay.
And when the last woman was given a chance to guess, she asked, is it Michael B. Jordan? So he said, how do I answer that? And he said yes.
And she said yes too.
Wait a minute, what?
Getting married so quickly.
I don't know if that was one of the questions asked. I mean, it might have been once he took that mask off. Kelly Osbourne showed off a new eye patch. She explained on Instagram stories. I love how she explained this. When your makeup artist says, don't move, don't move, don't move at all.
So that's true.
She had to go to the eye doctor because she scratched her eyeball on a mascara wipe. And she's not blaming her makeup artist, though, saying it was all my fault. I moved right into it.
What, did just but curiosity kill the cat? It's like, don't move.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm moving.
Look at it closer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Says two guys who've never had anybody apply makeup to them. It's really hard when something touches your eyelashes.
Don't move.
I have.
I mean, if a hairdresser says don't move, you don't move.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
When someone touches your eyelashes, it's like instinct for your eye to blink and move.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
The way it is.
I understand.
Excuses.
But she was hoping she'd get an eye patch, and she did. And she says the only good thing about this look is that it does look like I could maybe poison you and kick everything out of you just by looking at you. So,
happy thoughts.
It's an interesting look for her. You can see the pictures at extratv.com. She called it some 2020 stuff. Well, as we told you, Scooter Braun sold Taylor Swift's masters to the investment firm Shamrock Holdings. And then Taylor let everybody know she'd hoped to be able to work with them. But since Scooter is still involved with them, it's not going to happen. How does Shamrock feel about that? They do support Taylor. They called her a transcendent artist.
Oh,
timeless catalog. Mm. And they'd hoped that they could work with her, but they respect her decision and hope that maybe they could partner her with her in other ways moving forward. Still, if they're connected to Scooter, I don't think she's going to do it.
She could buy it back. Think of if she did a GoFundMe page and asked all of her fans to donate to the cause, easily raising billions of dollars.
Good call. That's a great idea.
Isn't it? Yeah, she wouldn't have to pay anything.
Yeah.
What if part of the sale was contingent upon them not being able to sell it to Taylor? See, we don't know what Scooter Braun set it up.
Oh, I see. The company that has it now.
Well, then it put it under my name. Give me the GoFundMe. I'll buy it, and I swear I'll give it right to Taylor.
I know it definitely says not to sell it to you in there.
Taylor or Lopez. We don't trust that kid.
What?
And Rebel Wilson, she talked about losing over 40 pounds and the one small change she made. She says the one small change that helped her make it happen. I mean, obviously she's been exercising, but she said, before I was probably eating 3,000 calories most days. And because they were normally carbs, I'd still be hungry. So I've changed to eating a high protein diet, which is challenging because I didn't used to eat a lot of meat, but I eat fish, salmon, and chicken breast. That was that one change she made. Yeah. Really helped her out a lot.
I feel that with Oreos. They're never really filling. Like, you could just eat the whole bag and not be
it's
full.
True.
I think they do.
Yeah,
they
and
do
you should.
That on purpose. Yeah.
That's why you need two bags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if only tuna tasted like tiramisu and chicken tasted like chocolate, we'd all be in good shape right now, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 8:40. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. If you have a high interest car loan, well, they can help you out and refinance and make no car payments until after the new year. For all the details, you can check out pvcu.org. And now for details on Dirt, here is Dina. What's going on, Dina?
He's the sexiest man alive in a spacesuit. So
thank you.
Here's how this went down. People's Sexiest Man Alive, the 35th one, has been announced. He came out on Jimmy Kimmel Live in a Masked Singer-like spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
So virtual audience members were allowed to ask him yes or no questions. Things like, are you married? Are you an Avenger? Do you have any children?
Okay.
And when the last woman was given a chance to guess, she asked, is it Michael B. Jordan? So he said,
is
how
it?
Do I answer that? And he said yes.
And she said yes too.
Wait a minute, what?
Getting married so quickly.
I don't know if that was one of the questions asked. I mean, it might have been once he took that mask off. Kelly Osbourne showed off a new eye patch. She explained on Instagram stories. I love how she explained this. When your makeup artist says, don't move, don't move. Don't move at all.
So that's true.
She had to go to the eye doctor because she scratched her eyeball on a mascara wipe. And she's not blaming her makeup artist, though, saying it was all my fault. I moved right into it.
What did just but curiosity did. Kill the cat? It's like, don't move.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm moving.
Look at it closer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Says two guys who've never had anybody apply makeup to them. It's really hard when something touches
you
your eyelashes.
Don't move.
I have.
I mean, if a hairdresser says don't move, you don't move.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
When someone touches your eyelashes, it's like instinct for your eye to blink and move.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the way it is.
I understand. Yeah.
Excuses.
But she was hoping she'd get an eye patch, and she did. And she says, the only good thing about this look is that it does look like I could maybe poison you and kick everything out of you just by looking at you. So,
Happy thoughts.
It's an interesting look for her. You can see the pictures at extratv.com. She called it some 2020 stuff. Well, as we told you, Scooter Braun sold Taylor Swift's masters to the investment firm Shamrock Holdings. And then Taylor let everybody know she'd hoped to be able to work with them. But since Scooter is still involved with them, it's not going to happen. How does Shamrock feel about that? They do support Taylor. They called her a transcendent artist.
Oh,
a timeless catalog.
Mm.
And they'd hoped that they could work with her, but they respect her decision and hope that maybe they could partner with her in other ways moving forward. Still, if they're connected to Scooter, I don't think she's going to do it.
She could buy it back. Think of if she did a GoFundMe page and asked all of her fans to donate to the cause, easily raising billions of dollars.
Good call. That's a great idea.
Isn't it? Yeah, she wouldn't have to pay anything.
Yeah.
What if part of the sale was contingent upon them not being able to sell it to Taylor? See, we don't know what Scooter Braun set it up.
Oh, I see. The company that has it now.
Well, then put it under my name. Give me the GoFundMe. I'll buy it, and I swear I'll give it right to Taylor.
I know it definitely says not to sell it to you in there.
Taylor or Lopez. We don't trust that kid.
What?
And Rebel Wilson, she talked about losing over 40 pounds and the one small change she made. She says the one small change that helped her make it happen. I mean, obviously she's been exercising, but she said, before I was probably eating 3,000 calories most days. And because they were normally carbs, I'd still be hungry. So I've changed to eating a high protein diet, which is challenging because I didn't used to eat a lot of meat, but I eat fish, salmon, and chicken breast. That was that one change she made.
Yeah.
Really helped her out a lot.
I feel that with Oreos. They're never really filling. Like, you could just eat the whole bag and not be
it's
full.
True.
I think they do.
Yeah,
they
and you should.
On purpose. Yeah.
That's why you need two bags.
You know, if only tuna tasted like tiramisu and chicken tasted like chocolate, we'd all be in good shape right now, wouldn't we?
That's
your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.